W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien. Ukraine's interior minister died this morning in a helicopter crash near the capital that killed more than a dozen other people, including at least three children.
Ukraine's interior minister, his deputy, and state secretary on board, along with five others, none survived. They'd been flying to what officials called a war hotspot when the helicopter reportedly lost its bearings and slammed into the building.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Dnipro. The interior minister oversaw Ukraine's police and emergency services and is the most senior official to die since Russia invaded nearly 11 months ago. A major winter storm is stretching from Denver further east. In Denver, road crews have been working through the night, clearing roads and the tarmac at the airport. The National Weather Service says it's the biggest storm in the Denver area in 30 years. Party City has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, the company struggling with rising prices and lower customer spending. This is ABC News. The head of the United Nations, blunt this morning.
We need cooperation, yet we face fragmentation. And I'm not here to sugarcoat the scale of that challenge or the sorry state of our world.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, he says the globe faces what he calls interlinked challenges: climate change, slowing economies, and the war in Ukraine. Investigators in France going through the two black boxes recovered from the site of the deadly plane crash in Nepal. Meanwhile, ABC's Britt Clennett in Kathmandu.
The twin-engine turboprop aircraft operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines took off from the capital of Kathmandu for a short half-hour flight to Pokhara, known as a haven for tourists. 1 minute from landing, the plane banks sharply to the left before exploding. An airport spokesman saying the pilot requested to change runways before the crash and it was granted.
All 72 people aboard the plane were killed. Jay O'Brien, ABC News.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. There's a new push to remove a controversial member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Republican Robert Spindell is facing criticism for praising low voter turnout among blacks and Latinos in Milwaukee in November. Yesterday, a Dane County judge dismissed a complaint against Spindell in his role as a fake elector for former President Donald Trump. Democratic leaders in the state legislature want Spindell's appointment to the commission rescinded. There are no full-time prosecutors working in the Dodge County District Attorney's Office for the time being. Former DA Kirk Klomberg's resignation took effect at the end of the day yesterday. He quit to protest the office's staffing shortage. In sports, the Bucks beat Toronto last night 130-122. Wisconsin beat Penn State 63-60. Marquette hosts Providence tonight. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
We about to get
the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Phone lines are open as always. You know, Connor, I'm still waiting for somebody on the right to explain to me what woke is, okay? What wokeism is. And yet they've created this thing called wokeism. And they use this language amongst themselves, and they understand what that is, but they can't explain it to anybody else. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Somebody on the right, please, if you have courage, call in. Or if you even understand what that term wokeism is, come let us all know. Because we really don't know. You're speaking in that coded language that you guys use, but the rest of us have no idea. Listen to this. This is in today's New York Post, right-wing newspaper. How single woke females are reshaping the U.S., okay, so I get it. Single women aren't voting along the lines of Republicans. Single women are voting Democrat. And Republicans can't figure out why single women are voting democratically. I mean, voting for Democrats and not Republicans. And so what they've done is attach, you know, woke to it. They didn't just say single females. It's now single woke females. So I need you to explain to us what the woke is, right? Soccer moms are giving way to single woke females. The new single woke SWFs, which is the acronym, as one of the most potent voting blocks in American politics. And if you are a single white female, you need to understand that you are now on the hit list for the Republican Party, along with minorities, because they know that those single females are not in support of what the conservatives and the Republicans are pushing. And so you carry weight. Many of you, educated, you know, career-minded, and you didn't vote Republican. And so now they've done the research and they've realized that you guys are going to be a problem for them in the future, just like they've done everything within their power to try to take away the power of minorities when it comes to voting. Now they've realized your problem. Unmarried women without children have been moving toward the Democratic Party for several years, but the 2022 midterms may have been the electoral coming out party as they proved the chief break on the predicted Republican wave, while married men, let me go ahead. But in 2022 midterms, many have been their electoral coming out party as they proved the chief break on the predicted Republican wave. While married men, women, and unmarried men broke for the GOP, CNN polls found that 68% of unmarried women voted for Democrats. The Supreme Court's August decision overruling Roe versus Wade was certainly a special factor in the midterms, but joining African longer-term trends show that single, childless women are joining African Americans as the Democrats' most reliable supporters. Their power is growing thanks to the demographic wins. The number of never married women has grown from about 20% in 1950 to more than 30% in 2022, while the percentage of married women has declined from almost 70% in 1950 to under 50% today. Overall, the percentage of married households without children has declined from 37% in 1976 to 21% today. So what does all that say? What all of that says is that conservatives understand that they are going to be losing more and more power during elections and coming up short, because there are less and less people who support their views. There's white men, you know, single white men, married white men, conservative, you know. You know, married white women, conservative. Everybody else that's left is not skewing conservative. So now they've sounded the alarm. Single women are now have this attached to them. They're woke. And anytime the term woke is attached to somebody, it means it's a threat to the conservative views and therefore must be dealt with. That's what wokeism is. It's sounding an alarm that they're not like us and that they must be dealt with. That's what wokeism means. And they won't say that, because they know if they say that, people are going to jump all over them. So that's why you can't get one, not one, that can call in and say what wokeism really stands for. Because what it really stands for is an attack on people who have their own views, their own thoughts, and aren't controlled by somebody else's thinking. So when they attribute the wokeism to people, you ought to stand up and cheer and shout and say, yeah, I'm woke and I'm proud to be woke. Because being woke means you are thoughtful. You have thought things through. They don't even understand that that's really what woke means. Even though, again, they've looked at it and set it up in a manner that on their side of the equation, their definition of woke means somebody that they have to deal with, and that they're going to be dealing with that person in a manner that's not positive. So this attack on single women, because they didn't vote along the lines of conservatives, look, they can bully some people, but they're not going to be able to bully all people. The bullying from the right and from conservatives, that's not working. There was once upon a time maybe they could do that. But the midterms proved that their bullying and lying is not gonna work anymore. And women, and I got to say this, you know, pretty strong-minded, strong-willed, single women who are making it in this society on their own, they're independent thinkers. And so it's not that they want to vote Democrat because Democrats are pro-abortion. And maybe that's what people think. Who are these conservatives that one of the main reasons why this is happening, one of the main reasons why so many women, single women, voted democratically and voted for the Democrats this last time around was because of abortion? Sorry, it wasn't. They looked at where you guys are headed on the right, the things that you are championing, and where they're going in their lives, and they just don't see a correlation between what you guys are pushing for and what they're doing with their lives. And you know what? They're not coming your way. So when you create the minority, minorities, single females, we kind of outnumber the conservatives. They know it. So their shaming of you is not going to change what they really know. It's true. Listen, this article is in the Washington Post for a reason. They've looked at the numbers. They know there's no way to turn this around. Listen to this. The Pew Research Center noted by 2019 that since 1960, single-person households in the United States have grown from 13% to 27%. Many, particularly women, are not all that keen on finding a partner. Pew recently found that men are far more likely than women to be on the dating market. 61% of single men say they are currently looking for a relationship or dates compared to 38% of single women. You know, the women today aren't their mothers. And they're not looking for husbands. Not all. Let's do this. We've got to go to a break. Karina, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You notice, Karina, we couldn't get any Republican to call in and say what wokeism is because they don't know. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Everything is everything. Everything is everything. Everything is everything.
Women.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 34. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow showers likely, lows around 30. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 33.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go back and go to the phone lines with Corinna, we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. Now, before we went to break, I was talking about what is now getting ready to happen as Republicans have dug deep, looked at the numbers, and found out that one of the main reasons why it was a bloodbath for them, the 2020 elections, because they had convinced everybody there was going to be this landslide. But now that they've done the research, they've realized that single women overwhelmingly voted with Democrats. They had counted single women to side with them, and it turned out that's not the case. So now they've attached the moniker of woke to single women who, are pretty strong, and they're not going to allow somebody and a title that's been attached to them by the Republican Party to shame them into voting along the lines of Republicans. Let's go to my good friend Corinna. Good morning to you. How you doing, my friend? It's always good to hear from you.
Good morning, Earl. Look, I think that means, the vote means for me, that you're aware of issue. that you researched it and you have your own opinion for it. So this is my point of view. And obviously the Republicans don't like somebody's opinion. They who would vote for someone who made you a second class citizen? After all these years, you just lowered the whole country, female population, to a bottom. We're fighting for a better life. We're fighting for a democracy where everybody's voices count, and you just pushed females to the ground. So why would I vote for you?
You know, Corinna, what has happened in the country over the last, 30 years or more, the voice that women have, especially single women, women used to be shamed if they were, reached a certain age and weren't married. There had to be something wrong with them or that they didn't have children. And so now that kind of woman is a danger to a group that believes that women shouldn't have a voice, that women should basically are not equal to men. That truly is what you hear when you hear the conservative movement. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. I mean, it's a repression movement. They repress minority. Females are minority. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. It doesn't matter what culture you bring. You're just female, and that's it. Now, when the females are educated, capable of sustaining their own life, making their own decision, having their own opinion, where you cannot repress it by religion or politics, then let's replace them by law. So we're using a law of a government to replace people in the country you want them to support you.
So,
are you insane?
Yeah. So again, Corinna, they realize that these single women represent a powerful group that is independent thinking and is not going to be bullied, and now they've attached woke to single women, and so in their opinion, wokeism and woke means that you guys, there's something wrong with you, that you are not the average woman who should want a husband and who should want to have a family with children. So they can control.
So they call all the women renegades, basically.
Well, yes. And so because of that, they are finding out that those women aren't voting along the lines that they want them to. And the problem in the end, Corinna, is that they're going to lose those votes because women aren't foolish enough, especially these particular women, to allow them to think for them. They're independent thinkers, which creates a danger to people, the conservatives on the right, where white men, for the most part, are controlling it all.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien. Ukraine's interior minister died this morning in a helicopter crash near the capital that killed more than a dozen other people, including at least three children.
Ukraine's interior minister, his deputy, and state secretary on board, along with five others, none survived. They'd been flying to what officials called a war hotspot when the helicopter reportedly lost its bearings and slammed into the building.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Dnipro. The interior minister oversaw Ukraine's police and emergency services and is the most senior official to die since Russia invaded nearly 11 months ago. A major winter storm is stretching from Denver further east. In Denver, road crews have been working through the night, clearing roads and the tarmac at the airport. The National Weather Service says it's the biggest storm in the Denver area in 30 years. Party City has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, the company struggling with rising prices and lower customer spending. This is ABC News.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin voters will not be asked about abortion rights this spring. The Wisconsin Senate voted down the proposal from Democrats yesterday. Instead, Republican questions about unemployment and bail will appear on statewide ballots. Democrats say the public supports restoring abortion rights. They say Republicans only want the other questions on the ballot to increase GOP turnout for the state Supreme Court race. There's progress on plans to build a new youth prison in Milwaukee. The Common Council has approved the proposed lockup on the city's north side. It will replace the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth prisons in northern Wisconsin. The measure now goes to the mayor. In sports, the Bucks beat Toronto last night 130-122. Wisconsin beat Penn State 63-60. Marquette hosts Providence tonight. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Republicans have now decided that single women are now the enemy. They've added you to the list. And they did that because you didn't vote along the lines of the conservative movement and the Republican Party this past midterm elections. And so, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Karina, hang on. Let me get Bill from O'Connor Milwaukee in. Bill, good morning. You say what, sir?
They always talk about wokeism or are you woke? Woke only means one thing, educated. Are you educated?
Yes.
Well, Republicans are terrified of educated people, especially educated women. That's why Kamala Harris strikes fear in their hearts. Nancy Pelosi.
It's why Hillary Clinton.
Women.
It's why Hillary
right.
Clinton was had to be dealt with.
Right. They cannot handle an educated woman. It's impossible for them because if they have women that need to be educated, well, they turn into Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's their kind of an educated woman. And their bar for education is on a grade school level. They just don't get it. They can't comprehend. Many of them now, even though they take an oath of office to defend our country from domestic terrorism, and then they do the exact opposite, they're not intelligent enough to figure out what they just did. Because if they are, that's even more criminal than doing it out of ignorance. Thanks again for giving me some time.
Hey, Bill, thank you as always. Thank you for listening. You know, Karina, attitudes are what most distinguish single women from other voters. An American Enterprise Institute survey shows that married men and women are far more likely than unmarried females to think women are well treated or equally treated. As they grow in numbers, these disconnected younger single women are developing something of a group consciousness. Nearly two-thirds of women under 30, for example, see what happens to other women as critical to their own lives. Among women over 50, this mindset shrinks to less than half. So these women are a danger to the Republican Party and the Republican movement, and they're not going to be able to bring these women into their fold because they see through what is happening with the Republican Party. And so how do they address that? They're not unmindful that women are going to always outnumber men because your lifespan is longer. And that they've got to do something, whatever it is they're going to be doing, you can rest assured they are not going to rest easy until they figure out a way to discredit single women with the wokeism or some other nefarious, underhanded thing that we know the movement of the right does.
But all of it, what you're saying, is a deep chauvinism. How is it that it's allowed to discriminate people in a country which screams on every corner of the world that it's most freedom country? How do you do this? I mean, how detached are you from the reality that you are just concentrated on the vote, but you don't care where they're coming from? How do I'm so, sorry, this is stuck on stupid.
Yeah, you know.
This is what it is. I mean, really, I mean, if you're going to grab scientific method, right? Simple thing, everybody learned about scientific method in the sixth grade. Then how is it even possible? You're digging dirt on everybody else. You're looking for everybody's mistakes and problems, but yet you're not turning around and say, hey, if we want those votes, why don't we go and see what these people need? What are they looking for from us?
Well, right? Well, what they are looking for is clearly for you and for women to become puppets, and to go back to the old thoughts of where women should be, and certainly not out front and not leading. And look, again, women of today aren't our mothers. And I don't mean that in a negative sense, but that's, what was acceptable. My mom reared all of us and stayed at home and reared us for the most part. And that was in those times, that was kind of what it was for women. But that's been so long ago, women have certainly made a major leap, and they've been able to expand and in all avenues. And we remember, I do remember clearly, where women fought that battle, and they've long since won, and you're not going to take them back. And so Republic to a place in time, just like, you know, we're not going to, you heard Donald Trump and everybody else talking about, let's go back to the good old days. Those good old days are gone. When minorities and when women basically were relegated to not being equal and having fair opportunities to speak or to become whoever and whatever it is they wanted to be, those days are done. And yet the Republican movement keeps pushing for those days. Well, any educated woman is not going to be hearing that. They're clearly not going back to those times, and they don't know how to deal with that. And that's where they've now, again, attached this title that they are going to, because of their foolishness. They don't realize by doing this, the chances of single women voting for them at all is never going to happen.
Right, but it also, I think that the Democratic Party have to be more aggressive on that topic, have to be more progressive on that topic, because really every female would want to have a family as a normal person, as a normal human being. But in today's world, even if I'm going to date as a young person and I see my son with dating ladies, and he would come back and say, you know what? She said that she doesn't have any goals. She said that she's just looking for getting married, sit home, taking care of the children. But what she's going to do for herself? Even young men asking that question and looking for females who actually have a goal of their own, who wants to have a partner equal in every possible way. So you're going against a grain of civilization. People don't look. I would, and on top of everything, please find me a man who can put me at home today. How much do you have to earn without the daycare, without education, without health care? 49% of Americans in 2022 refuse the health care because they cannot afford it.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call, as always. I really, really appreciate it. You know, people need to understand that this is coming. And the next front is the front on attacking single women, again, by the Republican Party, because they are independent thinkers, and that they have not, and that they have chosen not to follow the path that the Republicans have carved out for themselves. And to me, that's good news. Long term, that is good news, because it's always going to put them behind the eight ball. And Corinna is right, too. The Democrats would be smart, and the Democratic Party would be smart if they picked up that and started talking about it. You know, why now all of a sudden are they calling single women woke? What is the rationale behind that? And start again talking about this from the perspective of who would you rather support? Someone who has disrespected the fact that you have your own thoughts, or the fact that they demand that you follow along the lines of those who are in power, especially on the right side of things? You know, I want to go here before we go to break, because here's something that I've been kind of frustrated with. There's right now some new medications that have come out that can address obesity and can really cut 20 to 30% of the fat off of people. They're successful. Right now, they're successful. And they cost somewhere around $1,800 a month. So if you are a person who's obese and you've tried everything and you want to live longer for your family and for yourself, and they've got these new meds that can pare all this weight off of you, how come, because you don't have any money, should you not be included in that? This is the part of all these things I don't understand. As a human being who, through no fault of your own, you weren't able to become wealthy, and you're obese, and you've got all these medical issues, because that's what happens in the end when you've gained all this weight, and they've got solutions, but the answer is, you don't have any money. We can't help you. The greatest nation on earth, with the best health care system. Oh, that's my girl Maggie Dunn. Maggie's on the line. I'm sorry. I gotta. How do I retract that? Corporate counsel Maggie Dunn.
You don't have to.
Hey, good morning, Maggie. How you doing?
I'm good, Earl. How are you?
All right. I thought we were scheduled.
So we had a miscommunication. I had a whole bunch of folks that we were hosting this morning at Milwaukee County.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to explain any of that. Just so we'll just let people know that Maggie Dawn is going to be joining us on Wednesdays, right?
Yes, sir. I will be there with bells on next Wednesday. But you got to know, Earl, as soon as I got done with the event this morning, I turned on that must-listen morning radio, which was you, of course, and I couldn't help but hear your discussion of the American Enterprise Institute's now vilification of single women,
yes. Women,
and I'm a single woman, so I had to call you up and say hey.
So tell me, because I was going to have that conversation with you. They have now attached the term woke to single women, Generation Xers and Millennials, because you didn't vote in agreement with the conservatives on, the midterms. What do you want to say to those people who now, because I asked them, Maggie, I said, give me the definition of what wokeism is, since you've attached it now.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council. Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 34. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow showers likely 30. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 33.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, same number. Miss Maggie Dawn, the corporate counsel of Milwaukee County, who's going to be joining me every Wednesday, starting next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. So when I was reading this, Maggie, it's in the New York Post, a Republican, you know, paper, and it said how single woke females are reshaping the U.S. You say what?
You group all of one demographic of people together and say, here's what these folks are up to. You know, my spidey senses go up. Because that's a nice way to separate folks and otherize people you don't agree with. But should we really expect anything different from the Republican Party? Listen, I don't. Most people who talk about the word woke in a negative context have any idea what it means. I really appreciated your caller that said it means educated and caring about the way that things actually are, right? And that's a powerful thing. I define woke folk as those that like to deal with reality, right?
Yes.
And so to the extent that Republicans want to now vilify all single women and group us all together, I say, well, bring that on. I mean, you want to create a solidarity of folks who feel left behind by the current state of the rabid right GOP, no better way to do it than to try to call us out by our marital status. I think the reality is, when it comes to single women, the reason that we tend to identify with the issues of women broadly, as well as equity issues writ large, is that we've been second-class citizens alongside black and brown folks and the LGBTQ plus community forever as well. You only need to look to the current makeup of the Supreme Court and the direction that that institution is moving to see confirmation of that. Remember, of course, Earl, that the defining legal philosophy that underwrote the Dobbs decision this summer was fundamentally this. That decision, some 60 pages worth, boils down to this concept and this concept alone. That we identify, according to Justice Alito and the crazy right on the Supreme Court, that we identify individual rights, including rights to privacy, only based upon those rights so fundamental and necessary to democracy that they were acknowledged in part of the historical understanding of individual liberties. All of that is but fancy speak to say one simple thing. If the old white dudes back in the 1770s didn't think it was a fundamental right, it don't count. To anybody living and breathing today that knows a woman, loves a woman, or respects a woman, knows a person of color, respects a person of color, cares about these issues, knows a person who's LGBTQ+, that concept of individual privacy rights and fundamental rights is simply anathema. We are not today the country we were in the 1770s, nor should we be, and shame on them for defining our rights that way. But short answer is, bring it on, American Enterprise Institute. I'm proud to be a woke single woman.
You know, the fact that they didn't count you guys. They really thought that single women somehow were going to latch on to conservative ideas and views. And they didn't bother to even talk with single women to see if if you guys would agree with what they are pitching. Not even, and they should have expected this when they did away with the abortion ban. When they banned abortions, they were so cocky that they didn't think single women that would matter whatsoever. That they could make the decisions and determination on what happens with somebody else's bodies. They were that arrogant, even in 2022, to think that they could do that and get away with it.
My brother Earl, like, nailed that, right? It is the absolute expression of privilege to think that certain people will simply line up with you and that your dogma applies and works for anybody, right? That is the definition of privilege, that your story, your beliefs are, of course, the right ones, to presume that, and then to impose those beliefs and values on other people. That is the patriarchy. That is the heart of misogyny. That is the heart of racism and inequality and inequity in this country. And if the GOP continues down this road, their only pathway to success is to further divide and to continue to elevate the crazy wing of their party, because fear and hate and otherizing is the only way to win when you are not speaking to a broader coalition of folks. And to everybody out there that, you know, will complain from time to time that the Democrats can't get our messaging right and those things, that's all correct, but there's a reason behind that. And the reason behind that is that the Democratic Party is a big tent party. Everyone is welcome here. And that means that there is going to be, by definition, a diversity of viewpoints on how we fix the big stuff. But what doesn't differ amongst folks that come under that big tent are the values that we are trying to lift up, the issues that we care deeply about, such as the environment, good educational access that is meaningful and fair to all, regardless of zip code or wealth level, that people have certain inalienable privacy rights, human dignity matters. Those are the things that Democrats are about. Yes, we should message better about it, but boy, that is what we are about here.
You know, Maggie, people constantly tell me, and I can't wait to have you on next Wednesday, people often tell me that we've got to figure out a way to talk and work with these Republicans. Can you tell me how we do that when we've got people who think like that?
So the place that I think is the only avenue for getting some level of connectivity with Republicans is to approach those Republicans that do understand some of the public policy issues as issues that will affect all. Right. And there are opportunities to do that, talking about shared revenue formulas that need to be corrected, not just for the benefit of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, but for all local governments. That's a way to cross the aisle. Talk about issues like the opioid epidemic. That is a nonpartisan issue. So we've got to be able to do both things, and that is find those narrow bands where there might be unity of interest, where we need to talk about common alignment, but certainly those on the extreme, and frankly, those that come from the national political discourse, are busy alienating and separating because that works for their brand. But here back in local government, here in the state of Wisconsin, where we care about families and we care about people and we care about jobs and lifting folks up, we've got to find a way to reach across the aisle and try to start working with the Republicans in the legislature that are still grounded here on planet Earth, that do have 2 feet here in reality.
So Maggie,
there seem to be fewer of them, but they're there.
Unfortunately, we got to leave it there for today, but Miss Maggie Dunn, she is the corporate counsel of Milwaukee County, and she's going to be joining me every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Can't wait. Maggie, I'll see you later. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.